After choosing a common anthem, Beethoven's Ode to Joy, the European Union introduced another symbol to draw its members closer, a common currency. Launched a decade ago, the euro is now used by 17 European nations, making banking and travel easier for many of their citizens. But today, the euro is a symbol of division. Sovereign debt and banking problems that began in Greece have spread to other eurozone countries, sparking protests and bringing down several governments, most recently Italy's. Even in Brussels, the administrative heart of the European Union, citizens like George Misikos are thinking twice about the European currency. Misikos believes life was cheaper before the euro. With the old Belgian franc, Belgians could spend and still have money in their pockets. Today, he says, they spend and their pockets are empty. In neighboring Netherlands, 49-year-old Amsterdam native Hans van Hilton has mixed feelings about the euro.
It's easy when we go on holiday, Spain, Germany, we pay with the same money. Then we know how much it costs, yeah? But we had the florine, yeah, that's money. This is more expensive, the euro, eh? Yeah, the most people want to go back, but I think it was not, when we go back, was not the same.
But for some countries, notably Greece, the euro's days may be limited. Polls show many Greeks still support the euro. Eurozone leaders argue it is essential. The eurozone remains intact. But arguments are also growing that exiting the eurozone might be the best option for Athens. Analyst Simon Tilford, chief economist for the Center for European Reform, says such a scenario cannot be ruled out.
If a country were to opt to elect to leave the euro, the rest of the eurozone would have to make sure that process is a relatively controlled one. The problem with that is that the smoother the transition to non-eurozone status is, the greater the attractiveness of that option for other struggling eurozone economies, and that therefore it risks a sort of knock-on effect, a chain effect.
But Philippe Moreau-Defarge of the Paris-based French Institute for International Affairs predicts the eurozone will remain intact.
I think that today the euro is a lifeboat. Of course, everybody wants to live. Everybody would like to, not to be in this lifeboat. But the euro is the only lifeboat.
Austerity measures enacted by European governments are sharpening ambivalence about the euro and about the eurozone as a whole. That's the case in France, where recent budget cuts sent thousands of people to the streets in protest. But 70-year-old retiree Henri Souk, who joined demonstrators in Paris, says the euro should not be blamed for Europe's problems. Souk said, with a common market, Europe needs a common currency. The euro, he says, is not a handicap. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.